This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with President of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, and expressed deep concern at the recent escalation in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. Earlier in the morning, in an address to the nation, U.S. President Donald Trump described the strikes on Iran's nuclear site as spectacular success. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated U.S. President on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Iran executed its most significant missile barrage of the year against Israel early this morning as part of Operation True Promise 3, with Wave 20 targeting Ben Gurion Airport, biological research centers and command and control facilities. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps confirmed the strikes were launched in response to recent U.S. and Israeli airstrikes on Iranian territory, marking a dangerous escalation in the ongoing West Asian conflict that has now entered its second week. At least 23 people were wounded by Iranian missiles in Haifa, with three seriously injured, including a teenager, while a woman died of a heart attack in Karmiel. We have more from a correspondent.
At least 23 people were wounded by Iranian missiles in Haifa. Israeli officials report at least 18 Iranian missiles penetrated Israel's missile defense systems, representing what sources describe as the highest percentage of successful hits this year. Iranian missile barrage consisted of approximately 30 ballistic missiles, according to Israeli defense sources. The Israeli Air Force has launched immediate retaliatory strikes against military targets in western Iran, with officials confirming that they targeted missile launches that were prepared to launch additional projectiles towards Israeli territory. Israeli forces also struck Iranian armed forces personnel and successfully neutralized the launches responsible for the morning missile attacks against Israeli cities. The risk of a full-scale regional war in West Asia is growing rapidly as tensions between Iran, Israel and the United States threaten to spiral out of control. The fallout will not be limited to the battlefield. Economic disruption on a global scale is seen as a near certainty if the hostilities escalate further. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, confirmed there has been no increase in radiation levels after the U.S. strikes on nuclear sites in Iran. Later, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi in a social media post said the agency will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran. INS Nilgiri, the first of the indigenously built Project 17A stealth frigates, arrived at Visakhapatnam today. Built in Mumbai, INS Nilgiri now makes Visakhapatnam its home port and would be an integral part of the Eastern Sword Sunrise Fleet. The state-of-the-art warship is driven by its motto, Adrish Yabalam Ajaya Shoryam. The INS Nilgiri and the other ships of its class are expected to be inducted in the near future to strengthen the Eastern Naval Command's capabilities. In a major breakthrough in the Pahalgam terror attack case, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two men for allegedly harboring the terrorist who carried out the attack. In a statement, the NIA said that the two men, Parvez Ahmed Jothar from Batkote and Bashir Ahmed Jothar from Hill Park, have disclosed the identities of the three armed terrorists involved in the incident. The agency further stated that the accused confirmed the terrorists were Pakistani nationals affiliated with the proscribed terrorist outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Science University and Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Raipur a short while ago. This Forensic Science University will be built in an area of about 40 acres at a cost of about 400 crore rupees. Mr. Shah reached Raipur this afternoon on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. In Ladakh, the Sarhad Shauryathan 2024 was held today at the historic Kargil War Memorial in Dras. The event was organized by Indian Army in collaboration with Sarhad Foundation and the local civil administration of Kargil. The marathon witnessing the enthusiastic participation of over 2,500 athletes from across the country was flagged off by the Honorable Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Eknath Shinde. And that is the end of this news bulletin.